Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Fulton County Board of Assessors annual assessment notices coming mid-June. The Fulton County Board of Assessors expects to mail annual notices of assessment in mid-June. Real estate professionals in GA need these notices to advise clients on property tax obligations and appeal deadlines in one of the state's largest markets. Monitor htslatefultonassessor.org/ for exact mailing dates and appeal procedures. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Georgia Agent Commission Rates, What Calibri's City-by-City Breakdown Reveals. Calibri Real Estate School published a guide breaking down average real estate commission rates by city across Georgia. Understanding local commission variations helps Georgia agents benchmark their earnings and negotiate competitively in their specific markets. Review the city-level commission data at the source URL to inform your pricing strategy. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Gwinnett County Tax Assessors release property ownership database for GA professionals. The Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office provides property ownership data containing property details such as ownership and values for parcels. GA real estate professionals can access verified ownership and valuation data to support transactions, comps, and market analysis in one of the state's largest counties. Review parcel data at the source URL to inform your next Gwinnett County deal. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Georgia Assessor's Portal. One-stop access to parcel tax and GIS data across all GA counties. Georgia Assessors provides a centralized portal linking to all Georgia County websites for online parcel data, tax digest information, GIS maps, and sales comparable research tools. Real estate professionals in GA can streamline due diligence, valuation, and market analysis by accessing assessment records, sales searches, and exemption details through a single gateway covering every county in the state. Bookmark the portal at https.qpublic.net/vavassessors/loadpatph.loaded1 to quickly navigate county-specific assessor data by owner name, parcel number, or map search. Georgia Real Estate Headlines, Georgia Commission Guide, How Rates Split and Who Pays. A comprehensive guide breaks down average real estate commission in Georgia, how it's split, who pays, and tips for negotiating rates, plus tools like commission calculators and salary guides. Understanding commission structures helps Georgia agents maximize earnings and stay competitive in the local market. Review the full guide and try the commission calculator at the link below. Georgia Real Estate Updates. GA agents know the average commission rate and help sellers keep more proceeds. HomeLight breaks down the average Georgia real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay a realtor. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps GA agents set competitive rates and articulate value to seller clients. Review the full commission breakdown at he.homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-georgia/. Georgia Real Estate Updates. Georgia DOR centralizes county property records links for GA real estate pros. The Georgia Department of Revenue maintains a centralized list of links to county tax office websites where property valuation assessments and ad valorem tax collection information can be accessed. Real estate professionals in GA can quickly locate county-specific property records and tax assessment data needed for transactions, valuations, and client due diligence. Bookmark https://ddor.georgia.gov/property-records-online for fast access to every county tax office's online property records. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000, $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.